paragraph Chaf Aleph, Vezehu Shenismach Beshmuel, Beinyan David, Sheborach Elachimelech HaKoyin. Now we'll understand why in the book of prophets, the book Shmuel of Shmuel, where it discusses David HaMelech running away, he's running for his life from Shaul HaMelech, and he runs to Achimelech, the Kohen, who gives him, and David HaMelech needs food. What does Achimelech give him? He gives him Lechem Haponim from the Beis Hamikdash. We know that that's the property of the Kohanim. After it's sat on the Shulchan for the week, the Kohanim take it and they eat it. It belongs to them. They're allowed to share it with somebody else if they want. So they gave him Lechem Haponim to eat, V'cherev Goliath HaPalishti. And they also gave him the sword of Goliath, which was by these Kohanim at the time. Kiyash, what's the connection? What's the connection with the bread and Goliath's sword? Kiyashem Yisborach, Sibeiv Beniflo'isov. Hashem worked it out with Hashem's wondrous abilities to make everything work out just perfectly. Hashem worked it out. Shodov Ramelech Ocha Lechem upon him. Al Yedei Shezocho Lihiyois Ish Chayel Kozeh. That Dovra, we said, we learned earlier, that in order for a person to be zoicha to this he'oras harotzoin, there's a prerequisite. You can't be a shlamazel. You have to be strong. You have to be a real tough guy. So how is David HaMelech zoicha to lechem upon him? He ain't no koyein. And he wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash. How did David HaMelech get lechem upon him? Through the sword of Goliath. Through the fact that David HaMelech was a powerhouse. He was ish chayil. Lenatzeach melchamo is Hashem. He was the one who succeeded, who won Hashem's battles. Laharoiges Goliath HaPelishti. He defeated this giant who the entire Jewish army was petrified. They were terrified of him. Kimi shehu ish chayil. Because as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, a person who's not afraid, he's not afraid of anything. He's afraid only of Hashem. He has that inner strength. Zoiche leheora sarotzim b'shasu achila. That person is zoiche to receive this heora sarotzim when he eats. Al yedei sheyesh loy chelek b'hamalchus v'amemshola. Because he's attached to the malchus, memshola. And the malchus is the one which goes up to the Yam HaChochma, which receives that heora sarotzim, etc., etc. V'alkein, and therefore, Dovid HaMelech, Shezocho leikar malchus dikdusha, Dovid HaMelech was zeicha to the highest degree of kingdom, of holiness. Ki hoyo ish chayel nifla v'noira, because Dovid HaMelech was an awesome warrior for Hashem. Shehorag Goliath, to the point where he killed Goliath. V'locham kol milchamos Hashem. And if you look in the Navi there, how it describes when David HaMelech went out to face Goliath, and Goliath was insulted. What are you, sending this kid to fight? I asked for a warrior. I said I want to fight somebody. You're sending me this bird? So David HaMelech looked at him and said to him, you zero, you nothing. You know, he showed him that he has no fear. What? You're coming with your shtuyo, with your copper, with your sword. All of that is in the trash can. I'm coming, I'm representing Hashem. Watch what I'm going to do to you. And Dovid HaMelech killed him on the spot with his faith and trust in Hashem, with that slingshot that he made that had the five stones, which were the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, and he had it in a bag, which was the Echad, that one that unified those five stones. With that, he killed him. So therefore, David HaMelech was certainly a perfect candidate to be a Jew who is zoiche to he'oras harotzoin when he eats, because he's ishchayil, he's a warrior, he's part of the malchus, he is the malchus. Al kein nismach inyan cherev Goliath shenosan loy linyan ma she'achiloy lechem haponim. This is why the Torah puts these two things together. That they gave him a sword. David HaMelech needed a way. They gave him Goliath's sword, which David HaMelech had taken away from him. He chopped Goliath's head off with that sword. They gave him the sword, and they gave him lechem upon him to eat. ki David hayatzorich lecho lechem aponim. David HaMelech had to eat lechem aponim, shehu ikar ho achila digdusha sheoichlem hakoyhanim. That's the real holy food that the koyhanim eat. Why did he have to eat lechem aponim? Kedei lekabel ho oras harotzoin al kol Yisrael. So that David HaMelech should receive this light of he'oras harotzoin on behalf of the entire Jewish people. Because David HaMelech proved himself to be so powerful, to be so worthy of the kingdom, in that he was able to stand up to Goliath, and David HaMelech had to conquer, had to take over the kingdom, over all of Klal Yisrael, he had to replace Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, it is certainly appropriate for him to eat lechem aponim, shehu he'ora sarotzoin b'shas o'achila. The lechem aponim represents the highest level of he'ora sarotzoin. That's Hashem's face during eating. V'alkei nismachu zelozeh. And this is why the Torah puts those two things together. Paragraph Chof Beis. V'alkein gam hakoyhanim hoyu anshei chayil. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, you should know, a person might ask, okay, so now I understand why David HaMelech ate lechem aponim. But what about the koyhanim? What about these koylel guys, these koyhanim who sat in the Beis Hamikdash learning Torah, being religious all day? Where's their anshei? Where's their muscles? We might think that they were weaklings, a bunch of weaklings. So Rav Nosson Zal says, and now you'll understand why the Koyhanim also had to be Anshei Chayil. They had to be, they weren't shlemazels. They weren't schleppers. They were strong, very, very strong. Kemoi Shadosh Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara darshins, Al Posuk, V'hisavsu Anshei Hechoyil. The Posuk there is referring to the Kohanim, and it calls them Anshei Hechoyil, Hashem's warriors. We know the Gemara, in a number of places, there are discussions in the Gemara about different things that want to, and the Gemara says, well, what about the Koyhanim? How are they allowed to do this? How are they allowed to do something which was sort of risky or chancy? The Gemara says, don't worry about the Koyhanim. Koyhanim Zrizenheim. The Koyhanim weren't schlepper. They were fast. They were quick. They were responsible. You didn't have to worry about them making negligent mistakes, being negligent in any way. This is what the Gemara says in many places, Koyhanim Zrizenheim. And here we have the Pasuk which calls them Anshei Hechoyil. Ki HaKoyhanim Ochlu Kol Achilois Digdusha. Because the Koyhanim were the one who were eating all of these holy foods. Shehem HaKorbonois Utruma Ubikurim V'chulu etc. HaKoyil Kedei Lechaper Al Yisrael Al Yedei Achilosam. And why were they eating all of these foods? What was being accomplished by the Kohen eating these things? Bebechinas, that's what atoned for the Jewish people. The Kohen ate and the Jew was forgiven. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Kohanim oichlim ubailim mischaprim. The Kohen eats and the other guy is forgiven. What's the connection? Based on this chapter on the Likutei Moharan, you know the connection. Because there's an eating that generates he'ora sarotzoin. There's an eating that generates goodwill on the part of Hashem, where Hashem says, I love you, I love you, I want you. When a Jew commits sins, Hashem says, I don't love you, I don't love you. So chas v'shal, when the kohen is eating, and this is achila digdusha, this generates he'ora sarotzoin, that deep love that it initiates on the part of Hashem towards Klal Yisrael is what's used to smother the sins, to erase the sins. V'hakoyl al yedei he'ora sarotzlin shezochu al yedei achilos kedoshes kailu. All of it, this whole atonement is accomplished through this he'ora sarotzlin that the koyhanim was zoche to by eating these holy foods. Shezochu lekapel bohem he'ora sarotzlin. The koyhanim was zoche to receive this flow of he'ora sarotzlin at the time of eating, shaydeze ikar hakapora v'haslicho al kol ha'avoinos. And this he'oras harotzoin, this is the most powerful detergent to wash away, to whiten all the sins. Hashem Yisborach misratze liYisrael, because when there is Heoras HaRotzoim, Hashem is appeased. This word misratze, rotzoim, Hashem is completely appeased towards Klal Yisrael. He doesn't hold any grudges. He's willing to wipe out, to erase all of our negative things. U'moich Elohim kol avonoseim. And Hashem forgives us for all of our sins. V'alkein hoyu ha-koyhanim anshei chayil. This is why the Torah describes the koyhanim as anshei chayil. They couldn't be shlemazel. They couldn't be a schlepper. They had to be strong, tough, quick. Ki efsher lizkois lehoras harotzim mishas v'achila ki mi shehu ish chayil. Because a person cannot merit heoras harotzim while eating unless he's ish chayil. And this goes together, obviously, with the issue of a Jew eating properly. We know, unfortunately, today they write about it all over, it's all over all media, that one of the biggest problems facing mankind today is obesity, problems related to food. And they're attributing all kinds of sicknesses to it. Just yesterday, I saw a whole major article about cancer, and the first thing they say, eat less. Eat less? First, eat less, and then watch what you eat. Because we know the Rambam, who was respected as one of the greatest doctors, that's what the Rambam himself said. The Rambam said it's worse to eat too much healthy food than it is to eat a little bit of unhealthy food, chas v'shalom. And how does it come about? How does it come about? It comes about by a slouchy. A person's not serious. Person has to know that eating is a very, very serious operation. It's a time of ish chayil. Have to be sitting tough, strong. Like Rav Nosson said, when you go to Davin, you put on your belt, you put on your gartel, you're getting ready like a warrior going out to battle. He puts on his weapons, he's going out to battle. When a Jew sits down to eat, he's going into battle. It's a battle. That's the main battle between Esav and Yaakov. The Torah says Hakol Kol that Yaakov Avinu. There are two pipes. The Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this. There's two pipes. There's the wind pipe, and the food pipe, and they're right next to each other, side by side, parallel, mamish, two twins. The wind pipe is Yaakov Avinu. The Kone is Yaakov Avinu. Hakol Kol Yaakov. It says the voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu. The food pipe is the one that Esav has the greatest, strongest hold on, chas v'shalom. It's called the Veshet, Vav Shin Tes, and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that we know that when the Sitrachra attacks something, the Sitrachra plays football. So when they attack from the legs. They go for the legs to tackle. So when the Sitrachra attacks the Veshet, the food pipe, it attacks that first letter, that Vav. It grabs onto the bottom of the Vav and pulls it down. When you pull a vav down, when you stretch a vav down, it becomes a langa nun, a nun sofit, which turns that word into satan. The vav becomes a long nun, and it becomes the word satan, which is the Yetzer Hara. And we mentioned this many times, that from page one of the Torah begins with eating, Eitz Hadas. And the entire Torah is all about eating, and it's about this battle, this important battle that a Jew has to fight. At a time of eating, to not to be a shlamazel, maybe just one more of this, just one of that, or that, and then a minute later regret it. Most people that have that kind of problem, a minute later, a person says, "What did I do? Why are you saying it now? Why didn't you say the same thing a minute before? Why should I? Why ask the question right after you ate it, right after you drank it? Ask it a minute before. Should I really eat it? Do I really, really need this? And if I don't, it's harmful. It's major, major harm." This is one aspect of this Ish Chayil that Rabbeinu Zal writes there, that a person can't have Heoras HaRotzoim unless he's serious, unless he's really serious. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas shulchan malochim. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also a term that's used throughout the Torah many times. The table of kings. When it comes to making a bracha on certain foods, to know what bracha, it depends. If this food is found on the table of kings, then it's this bracha. This term shulchan malochim. Shehamalucha v'hamemshala nikreis al shem hashulchan. Kingdom, rulership, is determined by the table. The table decides who's a king and who's a shlemazel, who's a schlepper. Kamei shekosav b'David, as it says by David HaMelech, Shehu Iker HaMalchus, Tigdusha. David HaMelech is the representative of the kingdom of holiness. What does it say by David HaMelech? Ta'aroich lefonai shulchan neged soiroi. Prepare before me the table opposite all my enemies. That's my weapon against all my enemies, the table. Ki HaMelech Tigdusha Zeichel Leshulchan HaShelefnei Hashem. Because the king of holiness, a king who is holy, a king who lives, who respects Hashem fully, where his kingdom is Hashem's kingdom, that king is zoicha, that his table is lifnei Hashem. His table is Hashem's table, meaning, and it's lifnei Hashem. That's the word, lifnei Hashem. There's a pasuk, zeh hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Rav Nosson says, lifnei Hashem, the ponim, the Haoras HaRatzayim. Remember we said the face is the whole symbol of Haoras HaRatzayim. Dahainu lekabel Haoras HaRatzayim al yidei achilas HaShulchan Al. This refers to his ability to receive this Haoras HaRatzayim when he eats on the table. Shezeh bechinas, this is what Dovan HaMelech says right there. Dishanto v'ashemen roishi. Hashem, you smeared oil on my head. Lahatzil ponim mishemen velechem levav enosh yisod. That oil, it refers to when they anointed a king. That oil represents the super holiness. This the glow of the face that we mentioned earlier. Lahatzil ponim mishemen, that the face is lit up, is filled with joy from this oil, and the bread satiates the heart. That the connection between the achila and the heoras harotzon. Rav Nosson Zal repeats again. Ayin b'hatoyra kimrachmim yinagam anal. Look over that chapter on Likut Imran, because this is one of the cases where it's not an easy chapter on Likut Imran, and it's using terminology that we're not used to, all kinds of new terms. Heoras harotzoim, heoras hadas, yodayim shebiyam hachochmo, all kinds of different terms, which over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal explains them. He shows you the psukim that he derived those terms from, etc. Rav Nosson says, look over the chapter in the Likut Imran, v'tovin, and you'll understand what we're saying here very well.